Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. The Wilson Museum in Castine has been around for just over 100 years, and according to their website, they provide multi-sensory immersive learning experiences. Visitors of all ages can tour an early Castine home, watch craftspeople and artisans demonstrate traditional skills and tools, and engage in hands-on learning. They're expanding some of their community programs this spring, and Haley Blake, their manager of community engagement, is here with us today to let us know about what they have planned.
Coming up at the Wilson Museum, we will be hosting a pair of programs with physical therapist and registered yoga teacher Rebecca Mason that focuses on our human bodies. The first is a lecture presentation called Connecting Body and Mind, which will focus on the physicality of our emotions, how they show up in our bodies, and the chemical reaction they have with our brain. A few days later, Becca will be leading a yoga session with us that will focus on the use of breath and the physical, mental, and emotional benefits to breathing intentionally. That program is called Breath in the Body. And I'm really excited for these pair of programs. The presenter, Becca, and I met through her work as a physical therapist after the birth of my daughter, who is just now 6 months old. And I really liked Becca's approach to healing, which was a nice blend of medical science and yogic philosophy. I asked Becca if she would be interested in doing a program with us, which I thought could be a long shot, but she was delighted. I realized people might wonder why an organization that stewards historical and cultural items on the coast of Maine would be interested in offering programs like this, which is a valid question. But over the last few years, under the direction of our relatively new executive director, we've been updating our branding, policies, and mission and values. And the museum is definitely still a work in progress, but our goal is to become an organization that cultivates and encourages human connection across place, time, and cultures. And I thought that to the end of supporting human growth and being an organization where people can learn, play, and connect, having a breathing body is a pretty essential part of the human experience that connects us all. And to foster good connections with others, it helps to have a good connection with ourselves first. So I'm hoping that people who attend either of these programs will come away with a deeper understanding of and connection to themselves. And anyone who wants to participate in these programs can register to attend virtually on Zoom or to register to attend in person for the yoga session. There is a $10 admission for the yoga session, and the lecture is free. That information can be found on our website, wilsonmuseum.org, on our calendar page.
That was Haley Blake at the Wilson Museum in Castine. Their website again is wilsonmuseum.org. There was a public hearing on Monday on the governor's bill to remove environmental protections for specific sand dunes in a specific place for a specific project. The bill is specific to Sears Island and sand dunes there, removing their environmental protections before public hearings and the permitting process starts on a plan that is highly promoted by the governor. And although the public had only become aware of the bill a few days earlier, several people did make it to Augusta to testify. The committee is holding a work session tomorrow, Thursday the 21st, starting at 1 o'clock. They may vote on the bill after that work session, so if you would like to send them some information or your own personal views before they vote, you want to do that pretty quickly. I'll give the website in just a few minutes at the end here. And if you're interested, you can also watch the video of Monday's public hearing. You can read the testimony that's already been submitted. You can submit your own testimony online to the committee. And you can also watch the work session tomorrow. You don't get to participate in work sessions unless they specifically invite you. But you can watch and see how they vote and whether you feel like your representatives heard what was said in terms of the feedback from the public. You can do all of that by going to legislature.maine.gov. And then just follow the links to the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Again, legislature.maine.gov, Environment and Natural Resources Committee, Bill Number LD-2266. Or you can just say the governor's bill on the sand dunes. They'll know what you're talking about. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.